We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we're starting on top of the Amud, a continuation of the Gemara Amud Aleph with a different version of the Machlokes. Is the Amri, or some have a Gersa Ika the Amri, but Biyakul Amalei Pliga the Biyas Katan Adifa. Everyone agrees that if the Katan does Yevam, that's definitely better than Chalitzas Gadol. Ki Pligi Bechalitzas Katan. The Machlokes is Chalitzas Katan, which means the younger brother. Vachi Itmar. Chalitzas Katan, Chalitzas Gadol. What's better? Is there a milo of a chalitzas gadol? Pliga bar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shua, Malevi. Chalam a chalitzas gadol adifa. The chalam a kiyat adin is the same thing. Once you're up to chalitza already, there's no milo of chalitza of the oldest boy. There's no milo of that. Man de amma chalitzas gadol adifa. The ha mitzvah begadol. The mitzvah begadol. So just like the mitzvah begadol is by Yibam, a chalitza is the same thing. Ve'idach, ki amrina mitzvah begadol in Yibam. Because the pasuk of a hoya bechar ashtayla is talking by Yibam. And that's where it's the bechar that a bechar, which means the oldest, has the mitzvah. That's why Yibam. Avlei chalitza gadol inenu. So that's machlokes over here. Is there any mile of chalitza's gadol over the younger brother? Tana, let's bring Rav Mishnah. It says, Tana, this is a Mishnah, le'rotzu, he doesn't want to do chalitza mitzvah gadol. You go to the younger brothers. My love, le'rotzu, yavim ve'alachlach. He wants to do chalitza. And still, you go to younger brothers to do Yibam. Ve'katani, yeah. The case is, one of the things now is, that he was willing to do chalitza. But we said that younger brother Yibam is better. So you go to younger brothers. They don't want to do Yibam. Where do you go? Back to the Gadol. Chayzer to the Gadol. Why go to the Gadol? It's only Chalitza. Up to Chalitza now. So we see that Chalitza Gadol is better. V'ketani, Chayzer to the Gadol. V'shmai na Chalitza Gadol Adifa. And if you want to lie, lie. Lie, l'rotz l'lachz l'yabim. They didn't want, the Gadol did not want to do anything. So then you send them back to the younger brothers. Now you go back to the oldest. The Kavaseg Abi Gadol Ros Lelachas Oyavim Amay Chayzrim Eitzel Gadol Lemechvayel Lefudu. So the same type of kasha like Gemara Amar Aleph. Gemara saying once we're saying that no one do anything, so the Gabi Kfiya. Why is there a Milo to force the older one more than the younger one? Handling it to be forced someone forcing should be the same. So my answer is no. Given the mitzvah Ladi Day Ramya Ladi Day Kafinon. And we're going like this. Really, we're saying like this. There's no Milo of Chalitza's Gadol. That's what we're saying. So why do we go back to the Gadol? Here the Kasha was much stronger. Why do you go back to Chalitza's Gadol to force? There's no Milo of Chalitza's Gadol. Once you know we're not doing Bia, so then no Milo of Chalitza. Why are we forcing the oldest one? So when our answer is, this is his mitzvah, he has to do it. Well, what's the Teretz? So Yashish Yaakov says, sounds like this. Even though there's no Milo be'etzem to Chalitza's Gadol, when it comes to forcing someone, you look at who's the mitzvah on. Lamaisa, the mitzvah Yibum is on the Gadol. So this is the mitzvah Yibum on the Gadol. Comes to forcing someone to do something, you force the Gadol. But if you had all your options open, and there was a Shiloh, if the older one or the younger one, whose Chalitz is better, if they're doing a Medas, there's no Milo of a Chalitz is Gadol, a Chalitz is Katan. When it comes to forcing, then it's the forcing, it's his mitzvah that they force him.
Okay, you say once you're forcing him, that's the mitzvah, then he might change his mind,
though
that's...
No, okay, that's not such a far. Guys want to do Yibam, force him to do Chalitza, it's not going to make him do Yibam. So, think more about it. Toshima, let's try to bring another right. It says, Tala begodol atu yavoyim dinas yom ein shemim loy. You're waiting for the godol, and in the Mishnah, katam is katam mamish, and godol means godol mamish. So, begodol atu yavoyim dinas yom ein shemim loy. He says, let's wait for the brother. Visakadai the Chalitza godol adifa. If it's better to do the older brother Chalitza, Amayin Shemloi, Ninta, Dimas V'Chalitz, why don't you wait for him? There's a mile to wait for him. So Morris says back, if you wait, then maybe he'll do Yibum, L'tameich, V'Kotrat Yagil, Ein Shemloi, Amayin Ninta, Dim Gadol Yabim, Inami him himself, the Gadol himself, Inami, the Gadol himself, Iyu, Dim Asi Iyu M'Yabim, the Gadol will come be M'Yabim. Ella, what's pshat in our mishnah? Kol shi'a mitzvah, you don't wait alone. You don't wait around for a mitzvah. That's why. Vavada, maybe it's possible that chalitza's gadol is better. Don't you wait? The same way you don't wait for Yibam. Why don't you wait for Yibam? Because kol shi'a mitzvah loy mishaninon. So, what?
Why are we looking at only about the
kol shi'a
mitzvah?
You know, yeah.
What about the isha itself? She's in the guna or whatever
status
until somebody comes back. She can't do anything. She's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only concerned about her.
Right, why are we concerned about her waiting? Yeah, there's a taisus about this, that every ashes ach, shaloi hayi b'yalamoi, is that we're going to keep the isha waiting until she gets older, and there are chere d'achinoyim. Taisus daf yudzayin and beis, that's shakash. It says, in taima, typically, mechsid are chere d'achinoyim, hain taima avdinan, meisim kechayim lim yibam. So he said, yes, Shakasha, why are you not going to make him wait around? So it's a good question. It seems like if you're not going to wait very long, so then It's not called. It depends how long it will be. Let's say it's a few months. So I guess anyway, avchana. I don't know. They may come up with a pshat. Let's say she says avchana anyway for 3 months anyway. So I don't know. Yeah, good kasha. It happens to good kasha. Yeah. So what tomorrow about it? Tanasa. We learned the Mishnah in Masechtas Bechoris. Tanasa. Mitzvahs yibum kedemas mitzvah chalitza. When you have a choice, the yibum is a bigger mitzvah than the chalitza. By the beginning, Shoyim Eskav Mashem Mitzvah, when they used to do the Yibam Shem Mitzvah, it was bigger mitzvah to do Yibam. But Achshav, Shoyim Eskav Mashem Mitzvah, now, Bizman HaZeh, that, Bizman HaMishnah at least, that they were Mechav Mashem Mitzvah, Omru Mitzvah Chalitza Kedemas Mitzvah Yibam. It's better to do Mitzvah Chalitza, which is very similar to the Shita of Abba Shaul, which you learned earlier in Masechta, we'll learn later on the Daf, that Abba Shaul holds that if you Kainis Yivimtoi L'Shem Noi, it's Pegeh Be'eshazach, it's considered Aveira. Therefore, Bezman said that people have a hard time having kavana, it's better to do mitzvah chalitza than mitzvah yibam. But Omar Rav, and when you learn now the sugya according to Rashi, not according to Tosfos B'Shem Rebbeinu Tam, Omar Rav, ein kaifim. But even though the halacha is that it's better to do chalitza, you don't force them to do chalitza. If they want to do yibam, you allow them. That's what Rav says. You also come here to Rav, Omar Hu, Iboyis chalutz, Iboyis yibim. When he used to come from a rav, he used to say, "You want to do chalitza, do chalitza. You want to even do whatever you want." But the doctor Rachman is telling you, "Lo yach boise ish ham chafetz ibay chalitz ibay yavim." If you want, you can do chalitza, and if you want, you can do yibam. That's what Rashi learns at Gemara. The rav says, "Ein kaifim," which means they're allowed to do yibam. Now Tosfos holds that, like we pass like Abba Shaul, that you can't do yibam, so he doesn't learn that's about ein kaifim. Tosfos learns that ein kaifim is going back berishayna when it was a mitzvah to yibam. In kaifim means the opposite. You don't force them to yibum. You could do chalitza if you want. That's how Tosfos learns the sugya. But that's how Tosfos Rebbeinu Talmud the sugya. It's very negel halacha because that's what we pass every time the Ramah. That's what Rebbeinu Talmud the sugya. We'll speak about it again at the end of the sugya. But Rashi learns in kaifim means even bezman hazeh that we tell him it's hard to do shei mitzvah. But if he wants to yibum, you allow him to do it. That's the Rav said, and that's what we learned the Gemara Vayta. We learn with Rashi Shita. After Rav Yehuda Sava in kaifim, Rav Yehuda also holds that even bezman hazeh you give him a choice. What's the raya? Because you look at the shtar chalitza. When someone does chalitza, she gets a shtar chalitza. She's like a get. She gets a shtar chalitza, and this is the nusach of a shtar chalitza. Neiske Rabbi Yehuda begita the chalitza ech ploinis bas ploini. There was a certain woman, the son, let's say Rachel bas Shimon, a karvis yas ploini yavama kadmana. She brought along her brother-in-law the yavama lebedina to bezdin. Veishto medinu. And we found out Ta'achua Demista Me'abaninu. He's her husband's brother from the father. Va'amri lei, and we tell the man Itzavas Yavim Yavim. If you want to do Yibum, do Yibum. V'loi, if not, so here we see from this words right here, we see Rav Yehuda holds like Rav that if you want, you can do Yibum. V'loi, if you don't want to do Yibum, Itlala Ragla Chad Yamina. Stick out your right foot to her. Ve'itlala Ragla, and he stuck out his foot to her. The Amina, Vesharas Sinai Ma'al Raglai, and she took off his shoe from his foot, the Yirakta Ba'ampoy, and she spit in front of him, Roika the Mischaz Be'edina, spit that the Bezna could see. This is one of the hardest parts of doing Chalitza. You have to see, the Dayan have to see her spit. Sometimes, if you ever watch a Chalitza, they can make her spit a bunch of times till they see it. The Mischaz Be'edina Al Ara, and that's what it says in the Shtar. And Rav Chiya Bar Avya adds on more words to the star. Rav Chiya Bar Avya Masayim Bar Mishmei Rav Yehuda Vakrinu, and the Bezin says we read for him my dechsev b'sefer Reis the Moshe. What it says in the Torah Moshe, and if you look at the Kuvavim Abayz, it gives the whole thing that they read him a bunch of parts of the Torah. They make him say it. They say the Karul Izikni Iroi V'Dibrei Elav V'Hi Emeres Me'ein Yevavi L'Hakim L'Achav Shem V'Yisrael L'Av Yavmi V'Hu Emer Loi Chavat L'Kachta. And Avolosha Koyish Hayo Emer Nikshe Yevimta Elav L'Ede Has Kena V'Chaltsin Nali V'Aragla V'Yarkam V'Fonam V'Onsa V'Amra Kachay Yasla Ishish L'Yivin V'Yisachiv. You have to read all that parasha, and that's they write this all in the Shtar Chalitza. Now it says in the Shtar Chalitza, so we got what we wanted. He holds like Rav. Now it says the lashon there ishtamedu dinhu that there was found out that this Shimon was Reuben's brother from the father. So pliga brav acha bravina. How did they find out? Chad amar be'edim. They brought an edim to prove this that he's a brother. Even a karav isha is neman for this. Behilchus has to be paskin. Gila milsa v'amu. V'afil kar v'fil isha. Even a kar v'isha is naman. What's the pshat? So different pshat in the Rishonim. Part of the pshat is, because it's only a gila milsa v'amu. It's not an edus. It's not an edus of mamoin, an edus of erva. It's just to find out, is this guy a brother? That's not called regular edus. It's called gila milsa v'amu. It's just something, missing a fact. We just want to know something. We just want to, you know, you want to know where Antarctica is. You find out. You don't need an edim for that. Here, we just find out he's a brother. Just like gila milsa v'amu. What? Yeah, they're right. So, but here, it's a Gila Milsa, so therefore it's not really an Eidus. Others say because it's Epsilon Gluye. So therefore, either way, it's not a regular Eidus, and therefore you're Neman, even a Kar of an Ishan, that's what you're Paskin. Zeratim Maravaita. It said in that Mishnah, Mesechtes Bechairis, Bereshonim Shem Mischam Shem Mitzvah, Mitzvah Sivim Kedemis, Le Mitzvah Chalitza. Va'achshah Shem Mischam Shem Mitzvah, Omru Mitzvah Chalitza Kedemis, Mitzvah Sivim. Omru Abacham Rav Yitzchak, Chozru Loimar, the Chazal changed their mind afterwards, and they said, you know what, Mitzvah Zivim Kedemes Mitzvah Chalitza. The Mitzvah Zivim goes before Mitzvah Chalitza. Only Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Achshar Dari? Did the Dar get better? Rag Rashas Bitvi Avichin Nischashra Dairis, the possible Dairis got better? That's impossible. So, the Gemara, Nikara Savri Lok Abashol. By the beginning, Chazal Halak Abashol, Besoiv Savri Rabbanon. After they saw the Pasach Rabbanon, who's his Abashol, who's Rabbanon? The Tanya Tanya Braisa. Abashol Omer. Someone who marries his yavama l'shem noy for beauty or l'shem ishus or because ishus or l'shem davar achar or because maybe money ki'ilu pegeya be'erva. It's ki'ilu he is marrying a ishus ach v'karav ani be'ein aliyas of la mamza, and it's close to being a mamza. That's the lacha. It's close to being a mamza. V'chama imrim yavama yava la mekom akim. V'chama argue. They say yavama yava la mekom akim. That even l'shem noy or l'shem ishus, it's still a mitzvah of yibum. It's not begeir be'erva. So beginning, we thought we passed the avashal chazul loymar that yavam yavlem akam akam. That's why they allowed them to do yibum. Now, how do we paskin? Taisi speaks out klar va'omar be'yatam. In middle, Taisi the maskel omar more to the end va'omar be'yatam da halachu kavashal kistam masdisim de becharis like pasuk shalom mister becharis loyke rami ba'chama the omar chazul loymar is even kedem esir rabbanon. So he holds that we paskin alamaisa like avashal. And therefore, Bizman Azeh, the Ramah Pastor Rabbi Tam, that you can't, we do not recommend Yibum at all. They really do Chalitza. But the Svaradim, who don't go to Yisrael Tam, they hold you could do Yibum. And they pass like our Gemara, Chazul Oimah, you could do Yibum, like Rav, Ein Kaif, like Rashi's Pshat. If you have a choice, you want to do Yibum, you want to do Yibum. So that's a big machloikas, the Maisa. The Maisa, the Midig of Ashkenazim is, we don't do Yibum, we do Chalitza.